The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We are grateful unto God for yet another evening. The Lord has been merciful
to us.
We have gone through the celebration of the crucifixion of Christ. And we last week Sunday we looked at experiencing the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. And that is the passion, or that is the cry of all believers.
Now,
a time to come, we will say, I, not somebody says, but I say, I have tested on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today we want to look at, again, last 2 weeks' topic. Since we are looking at the experiencing the resurrection, we want to visit last 2 weeks' topic, influencing the world for Christ, part 2.
Influencing the world for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
The world is an evil place. Full of temptations. And the world tries to win the believers by destroying the virtue that Christ has given us.
The
world is full of sin.
And
more people are going to hell. This is the opportunity that we get to win souls. It is a godly opportunity to influence the world for Christ.
Amen.
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 When you look at the ratio, you know, Bible says that narrow is the way and broad the way of what? Sin. So you realize that more people are ending up in hell than heaven.
And
it is very important that we take our positions as Christians. The presence of darkness simply exposes the need of light. The presence of darkness simply exposes the need for light. That because there is darkness, light has to prevail. And so Bible makes us to understand in Matthew. So today our main text will be Matthew chapter 5, verses 13. Oh, okay, we have the team. So you can give me, I don't like writing up. Matthew chapter 5, 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So this will be our main text for today, but we'll just concentrate on one of the elements, which is salt. The world is looking for something. They don't know what they are looking for. The world is tasteless. Tasteless. And so they are looking for something to add to it to give them taste. So Christ comes to tell us that we are the salt of the earth. Meaning that we can give the earth what? Taste. We can give the earth flavor. Amen.
Amen.
A food without salt, how does it taste? So people who they tell them that they shouldn't eat salt, I wonder how they survive. Or they eat small. And they because I'm imagining how I would live without salt. So salt is for what? Taste. It gives taste. And so you would need to give taste to the earth. Without you, the world is tasteless. Amen.
Amen.
So you should know your position as a believer. That you are the taste of the world. You are the flavor of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Now when we go to Job chapter 6 verse 6. Job 6 6. Is tasteless food eaten without salt? Or is there a flavor in the sap of a melon? King James, please. Let's see how King James. Can flavorless food be eaten without salt? Good. Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? This is Job that is talking. He's asking a question. That a food that is flavorless, can it be eaten without salt?
Job is saying, or
is there any taste in the white aspect of the egg? Is there any taste? Sometimes I ask myself, how then do we boil egg with salt? What does it do to
it?
If you boil it like that, what taste do we get? I've not even tasted it before. But what taste will you get? You'll not get any taste. Meaning that without you, the earth is tasteless. And God wants the world to be tasteful. And that is why you are the salt of the earth. That you add taste or flavor to the world. Now when you say you are adding taste or flavor to the world, what do we mean? You are adding value to the world. You are adding value to the world.
Would they emphasize? Amen.
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 So, if the world, the value of the world is not seen, then it means that as Christians, we are not doing what is expected of us.
Amen.
Amen. I always use this disease that is facing all of us, that the world is confused.
Today,
I saw something that Reverend posted where they were telling us that the medical practitioners, they are confused. They ask questions. The vaccine, when you take it, will it help you for you not to get the disease again? They say no. Will you help you not to spread the disease? They say no. What will it do to you? They say, we don't know. They don't know. So we have all turned into guinea pigs and they are trying things on us. Some nations, they have stopped even giving it. Because they need to look at it carefully. Where are the Christians? Where are the salt of the earth? What value are we adding to the world? We have lost the saltiness. And so we are also running, looking for a solution. Whilst we are the solution. Where are the pastors who organize the healing crusades? The miracle retreats. Can't the same people come and say, leave the country for us. Give us 1 week. Call on Christians. Let's make sure that this earth tastes our saltiness. Where are we? The reason why we are looking at this again is because of the resurrection of Christ. The whole world celebrated the resurrection of Christ. But yet still, we are following what?
Vaccine.
So why is the power of the resurrection? What is the essence of Easter conversion that we did? Where is that power? Where is the power of the communion? Where is that power? Where is the power of Pentecost? For church, we are in the days of Pentecost, right? Or it will come after.
Yes.
It is 50 days from.
No.
From the resurrection. Okay. So where is that power?
Pentecost danos to me now. Where is your phone?
We speak in tongues. So where is the power of that tongue?
Yeah,
that is why we are looking at this topic again.
That
your role, my role as the salt, is not being managed well.
So
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we'll look at another importance of salt. That salt is for preservation. Preservation. Preservation means you are keeping something for a long time. So, will you take tilapia, if you want to preserve tilapia, you give it what? A chinning, then it becomes Kobe. So that Kobe can last longer than what? Tilapia. We, the Asante people, we always, I laugh at my mother. We have the Totobi, which gives good taste to Abenkwine.
Asante Fone, it will be a friend to Totobi.
It can be on your hand. The flavor will be on your hand like 1 month.
It will not go.
Preservation.
Bambo.
Preservation.
Bambo.
Now, when you go into scriptures, today I will not use too much scriptures. When you go to scripture, Genesis 18, Genesis 18, starting from 16 to 33. But we'll begin with verse 20. Now we look at the account of Abraham bargaining with God, let's say God, the Trinity, to spare Sodom and Gomorrah.
Abraham,
so they started with 50.
Would
the land be preserved? Now, last 2 weeks, I made a comment that a nation whose the righteous people, the cry of the righteous, is more than the cry of the wicked, that nation or that land receives what? Healing.
We can say, "Kura, a jidi for ano e din chain adiboniye forno." Sa kuniya ayarisa.
Or the resort favor.
Ana enyonyam shewoho.
Amen.
Amen.
But a nation whose evil deeds are more than the cry of the righteous, judgment falls.
Na mum kura omoboni edo sun chain omopapa no atemu enewoho.
Nevertheless, if there is a salt on the land, a number of salt of the land that God wants, He can preserve that land.
Nanso say, "Enchine was asasen esro. Enchine no nyan ko pompa with me cross our crown."
And so Abraham will have to come and negotiate with God. Now, today I was reading the Bible and I came out with, I found out something about salt that I have not seen before. That salt we have. What we call the covenant of salt. Yeah. Covenant of salt. Covenant of salt. You can see that in 2 Chronicles 13 verse 5.
2
Chronicles 13
5.
And then Leviticus 2 verse
13.
Where God established a covenant of salt with Israel. Okay, so should you not know that the Lord your God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever, to him and his sons, by a covenant of salt? By a covenant of what? Salt. Meaning it is what? A perpetual what? Covenant. A long lasting covenant.
Amen.
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 That covenant, you see, God is a wise God. So if He comes and says that you are the salt of the earth, because of a covenant that He has done with our forefathers, He comes back to come and say, don't forget that you are connected to what? A covenant of salt. So you are a salt.
Don't
forget, Jesus is coming from the lineage of what? David. So that covenant still holds to what? Date. That is why He can refer to you as what? The salt of the earth.
My referee say, Jesus free, David. Of me, David, a bushyakuonimu, and Tina, and not missing a jet, a quasuatu, as to me among us, oh yes, as a son chineno.
So Jesus, referring to the disciples that they are the salt of the earth, was just to re-emphasize that the connection still continues. You are still in line of that covenant.
It is a crystal catch red. Rashia Fone say, as a son chinia, now all kinds of some to say, sir, a pamono, a chinia pamono that should have a sunamunam.
So if there is a number of salt on the land, preservation of that land is secured.
And he said, and Chirubi and Yaku Pompe was as a soa, not as a bamboo was as a soa.
You can also see preservation as what? Intercession. Preservation as intercession. To intercede. Edima.
Ah.
Because Abraham was interceding on behalf of what? Sodom and Gomorrah.
Now Abraham so Sodom and Gomorrah.
So he says, when you get 50 people, 50 salt on the land, He says, I will not destroy. Then the angel will go. It will come. Then they reduce it, 45. The angel will go. They will come. Then he comes, 30. My God. My prayer is that I will become like Abraham, where I can now negotiate with God. That is the level at which we should get to. The world now, we Christians are looking for worldly things. Abraham never looked for worldly things. But things were added to it.
Abraham na odima Sodom and Gomorrah na oka enchiru do a Nyakopon so nya enchiru aduenu a obe sell man.
Just imagine God appearing to you and telling you that I'm going to destroy Togo. What do you say about it? Ah, what a privilege.
Say Nyakopon ba wo ho na obi sa wo say obe sell say oman Togo a then abeka obeka
say. What a privilege.
Eya kwenya.
What a privilege.
Eya kwenya.
Something will happen to somebody, God will have to come in. Ask you your concern. That is the level we should get to. That is the shortness I am talking about. They went and they came to five. They did not get. Today, I read something in the Bible. I have never read. Today, when I was reading, when I read that, then I'll come across something. I say, is this one too in the Bible? You know that Lot went to the son-in-law to be, to tell him that he should be part of them to live. But the son-in-law denied. He didn't go.
Lord's call, so if
the son-in-law had added to them, then they would have been five. Because it was Lot, the two daughters and the wife. Four. Interceding on behalf of us, Sodom and Gomorrah. This is where we have gotten to.
Coronavirus.
Who is interceding for who?
One
the pastor who is praying for you is going for vassal.
I have
not said anything. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see what happened on Sunday?
Okay, it
is like that. Amen. So we need to intercede for one another. In your area, if something will happen, God will have to come to you and say, because of you in that area, this thing should not happen.
Reverend
always says that wherever he leaves a mark. What mark are you leaving? That is the salt we are talking about. Interceding on behalf of somebody. Amen.
Amen.
So we are looking at two things. You being a taste or a flavor to the earth or to somebody. So meaning adding to the person's life. Adding to the world. You are adding. Because salt is an additional. That makes the thing better. So the resurrection of Christ will leave us with these two things. That you should be an intercessor. You should be a taste to somebody's life. Don't forget, you are connected to what? An everlasting what? Covenant. That is the covenant of what? Salt. A long-lasting relationship between God and mankind. And don't forget, it is not just any person. It is people who are in line of Christ that enjoys that. And so if you are in line with Christ, then you are the salt of the earth.
My ring, if you say,
Amen.
Amen.
So now we have seen the importance of salt. We have seen what salt is meant for preservation, for interceding, for adding flavor, for giving taste. Now, I want us to go to how then do I become salt? How to become salt? How to become
salted.
How to become salted. The earth is surrounded by water. The earth is surrounded by water. And when I say water, you can say the sea. So land is only
29.2%.
And sea is
72.8%.
So today, if the sea wants to take its course, Onyakata, he'll... and sound to the down. So if today, where we are now, the sea, the water decides to take its place again, it will just fall and cover everybody. And that is it.
And
the sea is made up of what? Salt.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so for you to be, for Christ to say you are the salt of the earth, it means that you yourself, you have to be what? Salt. You should know that you are salt. Because what you don't have, you can't give. Do you agree with me? What you don't have, you can't give. If you don't have 20 cedis, how can you give me 20 cedis?
So we need 20
you can't give me. So what you are is as a result of what you have. That is what you can give. So if Christ says you are the salt of the earth, it means that you yourself, you have to be salt.
So
the question is, how then do I become salted? Let's look at the process of salt. How do we do salt? How do we get salt? Those of us who are coming from the southern part of Ghana, we from the sea. From Anglogan right down to Vume, going to Afiaranyiba.
You
realize that there is a land that they prepare salt on it. Or make even Adam people. The whole land is salt. How did they get it? They fetch the sea water. And they put it on the land. And then they expose it to heat. So the heat can be either sunlight or any other form of heat. Those who do the iodated salt, it is pipe. They have a long tube that they put into the sea. And then whilst the water is going, they have a mechanism. It will be passing through the process of heat. And then the salt is being gotten. So, You could see that they can leave the salt. That is why in rainy season, they don't do salt. Because they need the heat to get the salt. So the water, the sunlight or the heat evaporates the water. And then the content is what? Salt. Amen.
Amen.
Now, have you seen a salt that it will be there and then it will be melting? You've not seen some before. Linda, you've not seen some before. Oh, salt, some salt. It will be there, then you see that it will be melting. It means that that salt did not get enough heat. So before you consume salt, salt has gone through a process. So for you to be mentioned that you are salt, you need to go through a process. Reverend always tells us that if you have not gone through the process, you cannot be trusted. There is a process that everyone will have to go to become what? Salt. So the process is there. We'll look at the process. We have seen the natural process where the sun will have to scorch it and remove the water. The process of making salt is painful. It is very, very painful. The way we see salt and we are enjoying it, salt, it went through process. And the process is painful.
Sani yehu njina yedi yedi yendi ma edeno wa masaa keke oye fantasy yebi mu nantasi yeni mu yeya.
Let me diverse a little bit and then we'll come back.
Mami nane asene ni kakra.
Where do we get salt from? From water.
Yenyan chini fin sum.
What dissolves salt?
Edi ene nane chini.
The same water.
Enso na. Adi enti neti miyesa.
Yeah, I want you to catch this revelation. The same water we get salt from.
And so
the same
and
water that dissolves it.
So and then,
you are in the world. They said you are the salt of the world. If you are not careful,
so one show here,
and the world goes into you,
that's a
you will melt. Hello.
Hi.
The same water melts what? Salt. We are in the world. You are the salt of the world. But if you are not careful, and the world and so Bible says that we are in this world, but not of this world.
John 15:19.
If you belong to the world, it will love. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Amen.
Amen.
Not of this world. We are not of this world. We are in it all right, but we are not of it. So for us not to lose our saltiness, there is impossible to guard your saltiness. Now let me come back. Now I said, for you to become salt is very painful. How many of you have poured salt in your mouth before? How does it taste like? It bites. But the same thing when you put it in food, it is sweet. That is how we should be. We should be poison to the world. But tasteful to it. Meaning that if the world doesn't know and it touches you, he should know that he has touched something. Hello.
Hi.
You see, the resurrection of Christ brings about these things in us.
Yes, we saw it to me and the sign my way by a
brother. After celebrating all these things and we go back to do the same thing and the church becomes the same thing, then the essence of it is for fun. Amen.
Amen.
When you read Mark chapter 9, verse 49, let's look at it.
Yeah,
and then we'll look at the process of
Mark,
you becoming salt.
I've
only 10 minutes
more.
Mark 9. For everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Everyone will be what? Seasoned with what? Fire.
Yep.
So we have introduced heat there. So the heat, okay, will produce the salt in you. So if you don't want to go through the process, then forget it. For you to become the salt of the earth.
Christian
life is not an easy life.
It
is not a life of comfortability. In fact, Christ even mentions it in Mark chapter 8, verse 34. That in this world, when he had called all the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You cannot be in the of the world and for Christ. You can never serve two masters.
Amen.
Amen. The more you want to be of the world, the more less you become salt.
Amen.
Amen. So again, I'm saying that salt, the process of getting salt is painful. But it is worth it. Amen.
Amen.
It is worth it. Do you know why the wife of Lot turned into salt, a pillar of salt?
Because
the land was without salt. The land was without salt. Don't forget, he said, I was looking for a number of salt on the land to save the land. Simple instruction, don't look back. Don't look back. Because that which I am looking for, I never got it. So don't look back. If I had it, I would have saved the land. But you wanted to challenge God. So God will have to turn her into what? A pillar of salt. Telling us that where there is salt, there is preservation.
Amen.
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 Now, how then do I become salted? One, you must test for Christ. I'll mention six things and then we'll close. You must test for Christ. It should come back to one Christo. You need to test for Christ. It has to be a daily thing that you yearn always for Christ. He says, the one who tests after me, I will give him the springs of living waters. So if you don't test for Christ, forget it. You cannot become a salt. For which you will even be a salt to salt somebody. For you to be salt to salt somebody. Amen. Number two, develop the habit of prayer. Make prayer a habit. The third one, a daily meditation. Joshua 1:8. And you will meditate upon the word of the Lord day in and day out. Meditation. What is the first thing you read in the morning? It should be the word of God. What is the last thing you read before you sleep? It should be the word of God. It is the word of God that can only keep you. The word of God is the one that can mold you to become that salt. Number four, a complete reliance on the Holy Spirit. Complete reliance on the Holy Spirit. One would say, why reliance on the Holy Spirit? In this time, you need the Holy Spirit than never before. For you to become that sort, it is the Holy Spirit that will enable you. Let's look at John 14:26.
John 14:26.
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that he said to you. Amen.
Amen.
This man will lead you into what? All things. He will teach you all things. Remembrance of all the promises of God concerning your life. This is the one we need in this time. Amen.
Amen.
The faith one. You need to season your speech. Season your speech. Christians, we talk anyhow. Hello.
Hi.
But for us to be salt, we need to season it.
Colossians
4:6.
Colossians
4:6. Let your speech always be graced with grace, seasoned with salt. Seasoned with what? Salt. So before I say anything to you, I'm asking, have I added some salt?
Amen.
Amen. So that we know how to talk to one another. Amen.
Amen.
Then from there we'll come to iron sharpeneth iron. God uses us one another to check us. So you need to rebuke me, I need to rebuke you. You need to correct me, I need to correct
you.
But in a godly way. So when you go to Proverbs 27, verse 17, it says, iron sharpeneth what? Iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. So as I am becoming more salt, my salt will affect you. Your salt will also affect me. Then we are what? Sorting ourselves.
The question is, are you
even an iron? Who is an iron? Some of us, we are wood. Some is rubber. So even in the house of God, you should be careful who you even what sharpen with. The first time Osofo Roger used one Malachi scripture that even in the house of God, people give wrong advice. I've been reading that scripture over and over, but when I got the revelation, you realize that even in the house of God, if you are not careful, somebody will mislead you.
Also for Roger, maybe can say me say oh Malachi say ebi nyangu bonfie kwa na ebi mama futua enye.
So that iron sharpened iron has a clause.
Enti said that ebi chada ebi kwa ano simfa kakra wohu.
Amen.
Amen.
I pray that you become a salt.
Ebonpa ese ebe na nchi.
And this is the process. You know, the word. That is why I said in preparing salt or production of salt is painful because the word will have to come out of us. Sometimes we are so glued to the worldly things, the flesh has taken over. And so parting from it becomes difficult. I told you, salt is coming from water. But the same water dissolves it. So if you want the world to taste your salt, then you need to come out from the world. The desires of the flesh will have to be toned down. That the spirit takes over. Amen.
Amen.
Any question? Any contribution?
I'll only contribute using salt as a preservative. Salt as a preservative. Salt as a preservative. When salt becomes a preservative, it means that it preserves things to last for long. Say, in chine, yet me the share idea, Emma, a check, answer na ede, I say. That tells you that as Christians, we are the only one who can preserve the world. Without us, the world is not palatable to the Lord. Se Christopher Nima, if we are see, Bibian, if we are see, yenya mefe. That is why when you also look at the Lot scripture, the Sodom and Gomorrah scripture, because there were not so much preservative on the land had to be what? Destroyed. So if we can preserve, and when we talk about salt as a preservative, we are looking at you as an intercessor. That is another aspect of salt. In chinin the edition kobi ema kobi to me da hoche. In chinin the edition momonima momoni to me eden eda hoche. In tise wo ubeyen chinia, na chese ube to me a she, ubi abra wamo eden a che. Ubu a hono man kochina eche so u. And so san won pai bunin tin, nyame be eden, ebe jinin kwa. Wada nin chini ameni pano. In tise Christopher wo ebeyen chinia. Niama ebe wiase ni ebe che ansa na eden atwe isan se ye be nyame be hwe yen ye so e dia eden e dia ye nioma ye. And there is one thing that says that Christ ascend to heaven. When people cry, it ascends to heaven. The wrong cry will ascend to heaven. The right cry will also ascend to heaven. When the wrong cry supersedes the right cry, judgment will fall. But when your salt supersedes the wrong cry, God will have mercy to preserve the land. Me fam break you mu. Se boni boni dubo en koswa. Eti se di Yesu. Enon so ba eradie ni. Te so domni gomo radie na. Eba eradie ni. Se yansu ye ye nchini mi kompa ya masa asena. Enon so ba eradie ni. Inti dia hene nyami bebe ni mbuya e, dia anu e ding. Inti, eba so domeni gomo radie na. Isa nse, na boni na anu e ding, che nipa osu ama asase ni inti. Enu inti na, atembo ye ding, eba e. Nenso se, omwa omu susu, ama asase nse nyami, enji asase ni mkwan. So omu doso che indi, omu su, ama atembo aba asase na, nyami, ehu mobro, nansu ye ding, eba asase ni so. God bless.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. Praise the Lord. I also want to add one. That's in the course of evangelism, you know, as salt, you have the flavor to change the people to know the truth. And as we transform the people, again, as salt, we need to preserve the people. That as they join us, become part of us, we don't dilute them to go back into the world. Amen.
Yenya akrama Kristo a yedio mo ba ya dane omunchine wo se efa kwan mi so a yebe kura om se na mo san ko machi infringe ye bi te bia ni. Amen.
Amen. Any other?
I shall be mo bi kakra kan.
So today I believe that if Bible says that you are the salt, you know the process to become salted so that your salt will also be felt. Amen.
Amen. And then my message is say at sunchine and na kwa befa so be dan enchine na we say it ma enchine ya mfaso die e ma yen.
Somebody is looking up to you for a survivor.
Obi show so benya enkwaji.
So if you lose your saltiness,
in so shire o de ona,
a whole nation will go down.
If you asimu e na shire.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take our rightful position and let's change the world for Christ.
Amen.
Shall we pray? I want you to do one prayer for yourself. I don't know what is limiting you. We all have our weaknesses, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can come out from that weakness. With the help of the Holy Spirit, He will strengthen us to do exceedingly for Him. You just want to pray and commit your weaknesses before God. that which is preventing you to be that salt, that which is limiting you to shine, to come forth like the salt, to make you go through the process and be refound to be salt. That limitation, let's pray that Holy Spirit help us. Have mercy on us. Strengthen us. That Heavenly Father, we may go through the process and come out salted, that we may affect our generation. In the name of Jesus. Help us, O God. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit, in our area of weaknesses, that which is limiting us, O God, in order to be salty even unto the earth. Help us, O God, that we may fight it. Holy Spirit, come and be our helper. Come and strengthen us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Come and strengthen us, O God. Come and help us, O God. Come and quicken us, O God, in our weaknesses, O God, in the name of Jesus. May the process, O God, help us to go through that process, O God. Help us, O God, that we may not dodge any step, but we'll go through the process successfully, even to the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening. We give you all the praise. We thank you for your word that comes unto us, reminding us that we are the salt of the earth because of that everlasting covenant of salt that you made with your son David. We thank you, O God, that that covenant still speaks on our behalf. The Heavenly Father, O God, we shall be sorted by your word. We shall be sorted by the help of the Holy Spirit. We shall be sorted by the blood of Jesus and take our rightful position, O God. The Heavenly Father, we may preserve a generation for you. We may preserve a nation for you. We may preserve a family for you. We may preserve an individual for you, even unto your coming. We give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.